From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Darryl C. Murphy. Welcome to Consider This from Boston. It's fall, a time for gathering indoors with loved ones, watching a game, or just kicking it over some food, especially on the weekends. But usually, during that time, folks like to have some wine or some beer, but some of us want to mix things up, literally. So we reached out to local influencer Claudianne Philippe. She's the creator behind Nail the Cocktail, an Instagram account that highlights some of the best bars and cocktails that Boston has to offer. And she's here with us now to show us some drinks that we can sip as we get cozy through the fall. Claudianne, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So since it's your first time with us, tell us a little bit about Nail the Cocktail.
Yeah, so Nail the Cocktail originally started as a hobby. I used to bartend, and when I stopped bartending and started working in healthcare, I was like, how can I get back into the bartending world? So I started going out to different restaurants, and I wanted to kind of create this virtual diary of drinks that I had so I would remember if I wanted to go back to a restaurant or not. And the virtual diary was on Instagram, and people started finding it, and it kind of grew into this like very passionate cult-like following of like local Bostonians who wanted to know where to get a good drink. So it's just kind of blossomed from there.
I'm seeing why it's Nail the Cocktail, because I'm looking at your hands. Your nails look beautiful.
Yes, thank you. So a manicure is definitely one of the signature parts of my brand. So it's a nice manicured with a cocktail. They're paired together, and I do my own nails. So yeah.
Damn, you do it all.
I do.
So tell us, what are we making today?
So today we're making two drinks. So one is a cocktail and one is a mocktail. The cocktail is called Hello Gorgeous. So it's spelled G-O-U-R-D, like a gourd, like a pumpkin.
Okay.
Play on words. And then the mocktail is kind of just like a cookies s'mores mocktail. So milk and cookies for the holiday vibes.
Okay, perfect. Shall we get started?
Let's get started.
All right. So you handed me the shaker for the first one. Tell me what I need to do.
Yes. So you're starting off with our Hello Gorgeous cocktail. It plays on some really fun fall flavors. So we have pumpkin spice, and also I think tequila is more kind of a warm weather spirit. So we're using mezcal, which has a bit of a smoky taste to it, and I find more fall.
Love mezcal.
So I'm going to walk you through it. So basically, you're going to take your shaker.
Okay. So real quick, just give us a quick rundown of what we need. You mentioned a mezcal.
Yep. So for this cocktail, you're going to need mezcal, orange liqueur, lime juice, pumpkin spice syrup, and coconut milk.
Okay. Sounds simple.
Yeah, pretty simple.
All right. So I am opening up my shaker.
Yes.
Putting ice in
it.
So
you're going to want to fill your shaker with ice.
Okay. Hear that? These are the little ice chunks, right?
Yes.
Why that?
I like to use pebble ice because it just creates more surface area for the liquid in the shaker to be touching the ice. And if you're making a really strong cocktail that needs to be watered down, it waters down a lot quicker than if you used a regular ice cube.
Okay, so I got my ice in the shaker.
Yes. So since you're making two drinks right now, you'd want to double the recipe, right?
Okay.
So you're going to use 2 ounces of mezcal.
Okay, 2 ounces. That's a double shot, right?
Yes.
All right, 2 ounces of mezcal. And this is any particular mezcal we need for this?
I think you don't need a particular mezcal. I like Del Maguey just because it's like the standard, but there are so many different craft mezcals. As long as it's smoky and it's good, it's good.
Yeah, don't get the cheap mezcal.
Exactly, don't get the cheap mezcal.
You'll regret that in the morning.
So the next thing we're going to do here is we're going to take 2 ounces of our orange liqueur.
And today our orange liqueur is Cointreau, right?
Yes. So I love Cointreau. It's my absolute favorite. Triple Sec is okay as well. You'll find Triple Sec in a lot of margaritas. But I always say if you're going to do an at-home cocktail, you got to get the good stuff, right?
And so, forgive me, this is a double shot too, right?
Yeah, so that's 2 ounces.
2 ounces. We're in there.
Awesome.
All right, so that's our booze.
That's our booze.
Next is the lime juice.
Next, we're going to use lime juice. This is freshly squeezed lime juice. I always say if you can squeeze your own lime juice, please, please, please squeeze
Absolutely.
Your own citrus. So we're going to do 2 ounces of the lime juice.
Okay. So far, this is pretty simple. Everything is 1-1-1, right?
Yep, 1-1-1. Awesome. And then now what we're going to do is we have our own homemade pumpkin spice simple syrup. Yes.
Okay. How much do I need real quick?
You're going to need 2 ounces of this.
2 ounces. Okay.
Yes. So to make your own pumpkin spice syrup, you're going to use 1 part sugar, 1 part water. Put that on the stove. Bring that up to a boil, and then just throw a dash of pumpkin spice syrup into the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Let that come to kind of like a rolling boil, and then turn the heat off, and then just let it cool, and you have your own infused pumpkin syrup.
Boom.
And it smells delicious as well.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And so we have the coconut milk. It's good for cocktails because it doesn't separate with the citrus, right?
Yep, it's a creamy milk and it doesn't separate.
Okay. So that's it. So this drink, 5 ingredients, 1 ounce of everything.
Yep.
That's a 1-to-1-to-1 ratio, so people can mess with that as they like.
Yeah.
And then I just shake it up.
You just shake it up.
All right. Here we go. How long am I shaking?
That's good. About 10 seconds, yeah.
Okay.
Bet. So there's your serving glasses. You're going to want to fill those with ice.
All right. Here we go.
That looks perfect.
Perfect? Okay.
Yep.
Boom. All right. Here we go. I'm pouring.
And then you're going to garnish with a dehydrated lime wheel.
Okay. Where can I get dehydrated lime wheels?
So it's really easy to actually make them. So I take my own limes, cut them into slices, and then I stick them in the air fryer at 200 for 10 minutes.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
So this drink, start to finish, is very, very simple.
Very simple.
All right, now is the ultimate test.
Cheers.
Cheers. That is nice.
It's nice and creamy, but it's still kind of smoky, and then you have the fall flavors as well.
It's kind of savory, too.
Yeah.
How can this be modified if somebody doesn't want to drink, if they want to make it non-alcoholic?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can remove the liqueur, the orange liqueur, the Cointreau, as well as the mezcal, and replace it with 2 ounces of apple cider.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you get that same flavor? Or
you don't get the same flavor. You get definitely more of a fall flavor, mm-hmm. but the flavors mesh well together, so it works.
Okay. Now, we're going to move on to the next drink, which is a little more intensive. So you're yes. gonna take control of this.
Yes. So every year, my classic mocktail is a riff on milk and cookies. So this year, we're making a cookies s'mores mocktail.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yeah.
So what are our ingredients?
So our ingredients here are very simple. We have coconut milk, caramel sauce, and cinnamon. And also, we're garnishing it with a cookie that is garnished with a toasted marshmallow.
Now you hear that? Toasted marshmallow. How are we going to toast these marshmallows?
So I like to toast a marshmallow with an actual smoking gun.
Okay.
So it's basically a blowtorch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to torch some marshmallows. But if you're at home, you can do this with a lighter. You can just kind of put your marshmallow, you know, on a skewer or something safe and just toast it over the stove.
All right.
Yeah. So the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm just going to grab my shaker.
Okay.
And I'm just going to put a little bit of ice into the shaker because we don't really want to water down a mocktail the way we want to water down spirits.
Right. Okay.
So we put a little bit of ice into the shaker.
All right.
And then what we're going to do is we're going to add 4 ounces of coconut milk into the shaker. One serving is 2 ounces, so I'm doing 4 ounces because this is for 2 people.
Mm-hmm. What's the story behind this drink?
The story behind this drink is, even though I'm an adult, I still believe in Santa. So, so I believe milk and cookies should be put out for Santa every single year.
Okay.
So this is a cool mocktail because, you know, the kids can have, you know, a fun, like, interactive milk and cookies. But then once nighttime comes around, you know, Santa can have his adult milk and cookies as well if you want
right.
to make it adult.
Spike it.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's next?
So next we're going to add some caramel syrup. This is totally to your taste. I just add about 1/2 ounce to the shaker.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing I'm going to do is I'm just going to put about 1 teaspoon of cinnamon into the shaker as well.
Okay.
So now what we're going to do is we're going to just shake it up.
All right.
we pop open our shaker, and, you know, I know you can't see it, but it's kind of like this nice light brown color from the caramel and the cinnamon.
Yep.
So it's kind of like a spiced milk.
Yep.
I am going to fill the serving containers with a little bit of ice. What we do from here is just we strain into the milk container.
Okay. Both these drinks are very simple. That's what I really love about this.
Yeah, because I believe if you're making something at home, one, it should be simple, but two, it should also be delicious. So yeah. If it's simple and delicious, it makes a perfect at-home drink.
Yeah, and it's great because, you know, if you have guests over or something like that, you're not using all your energy and concentration trying to get this drink right. It's just 1:1:1 or, you know, 2 ounces, a little, you know, it's not, you can still have a conversation while you make these drinks.
Exactly. And then I think most people think a beautiful cocktail is reserved to restaurants. So when you do the little touches of making your own syrups or dehydrating a lime or torching a marshmallow,
yeah. It
gives you that like out of home experience in the home.
Yep.
So I'm just going to stick a couple straws.
Okay, we're getting to the good part now.
And now we're going to toast our marshmallows.
Here we go. So this might be the last time y'all hear me, folks.
So I'm just going to take 2 cookies, and I'm going to place them on the board. I'm going to take a little bit of our caramel syrup and put just a little bit on the cookies so that the marshmallow has something to stick to.
Okay.
So I'm just going to take 2 marshmallows and then stick them right on the cookie. And then I have this blowtorch here.
Okay, here we go.
The marshmallows.
Boom.
And now you have the perfect milk and cookies cocktail.
That's awesome. Okay, so now what are we doing?
So now you have kind of what I think is a perfect cocktail. It's a cocktail that has a little bit of a snack.
Okay, so I'm holding the drink and I'm holding the snack, which is the cookie with the marshmallow.
Yep.
Which one do I do first?
Whatever floats your boat. I am a cocktail first kind of person. It's kind of like when you take a shot and then you do like the lime or thing after, I think.
Okay.
Cookie second.
Okay, I'm gonna do it with you. We're gonna do cocktail first. Take a sip.
Yep, take a sip.
Very good.
Thank you. And then the snack.
This is perfect. I don't know which one I like more.
And it's family friendly. Everyone can have it.
Mm-hmm. I could also definitely see this with a little bourbon in it, too.
Absolutely. So my favorite way to have it is, you know, once Christmas night is over or even Thanksgiving is just, you know, spiking it and it's perfect.
Oh, man. Well, Claudianne, let me tell you, thank you so much for this because these were both very good and very, very simple. Folks, I truly encourage you to try it. But also, let us not forget, this is alcohol we're dealing with. Drink responsibly. So yeah, that's it. Look, Claudianne, thank you so much for this. This was amazing.
Thank you for having me. This was really fun showing you how to make 2 of my favorite cocktails with stuff that you have at home, most likely.
Oh yeah. And tell us, where can we find you?
You can find me online at Nail the Cocktail. I'm Nail the Cocktail on all social media, and also I'm at nailthecocktail.com.
All right. That's Claudianne Philippe, founder and creator of Nail the Cocktail. And that's all for today. This episode was produced by Franny Monahan. Our show is mixed by Emily Jankowski, Matt Reed, and Paul Vikas. Our editor is Ben Brock Johnson. And from the newsroom of WBUR, I'm your host, Daryl C. Murphy. I'll talk to you soon. Hey, every day you hear us tackle news in Boston on Consider This. Well, another one of WBUR's programs uses a wider lens. On Point, hosted by Meghna Chakrabarty, sets out to make sense of the world together. From the economy and healthcare to politics and the environment and much more, On Point talks with newsmakers and real people about the issues that matter most. Get the On Point podcast wherever you listen. Just search On Point and hit subscribe.